So you guys want to hear about our inconsistency? Are you ready to hear this? So AMP on October 31st is closing its doors and shutting down for good.
Uh-oh.
And I blame all of us.
Didn't they just open them, bitches?
Yeah, I blame all of us. I blame every single one of us. All right.
Really? That's what we're going to do?
AMP is down. What a run we had on there, guys, right?
Yeah, two of my AMP.
I mean, it was cool.
AMP radio, right?
Yes.
It was cool. It was all right for what it was. It was. I had fun putting a playlist together, listening to old.
Damn, I never even got to get on there.
Oh, he didn't get to break his radio cherry. So
no. That sucks. That really sucks.
A couple months ago you were so worried about losing your friends to Hogwarts Legacy and your ass is playing it right now.
Right now, yeah.
You're fucking after playing months, Hogwarts months, Legacy months. Now?
Who the hey?
I'm mad relax. At you. I'm so mad at you. No, I'm mad at you. Fuck
relax.
You.
Relax.
No,
relax. Okay. Right. Relax.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. All that shit you talk.
But yes. Back to you. Fucking starve. Back to you, who fucking had us delayed, fucking ultimately, via Starfield. How many fucking characters was it again?
I know I hold the record for most days not showing up to work. But you delayed it by one day, and Tony delayed it by 36 minutes. So I still hold the record.
Hogwarts had nothing to do with that delay. So fuck you.
Wait. All right. So I have a question. I have a question for Gates. I have a question. How do you like Hogwarts? What's up? How do you like Hogwarts so far?
All right. Look.
Because I know you see my smile. Look at my beautiful smile. How do you like it so far?
I'm level 14.
I'm cheesing too. Oh, look at you. You're already... How many days have you been playing now?
Just less than a day.
And you're already level 14? Look at you, Poppy. Look at you.
all right. Look.
Wait.
Not for nothing.
What house are you?
Fast travel makes it very, very easy.
Yes, it does.
Okay? Fast traveling is key. Number two, I just got my fucking broomstick. I wish it was a Swiffer.
Wait a minute. Ooh, you just got your broomstick?
Damn, you're late.
I got it like about two levels ago.
Okay. Should have gotten that by level 10, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I got it a while ago.
Wait. What the fans really want to know is, what house are you? What house are you?
No, I had to go with the douchebaggery of all douchebaggery. I went Slytherin.
I figured as much. Well, all right.
I had to go Slytherin.
So I'm the nerdiest of nerds. I'm a Ravenclaw.
Of course you are.
I am too, actually.
That was going to be my next character. I knew that there was a house with a fucking, with a crow, and I was like,
Yes.
But I don't know. Yes. Something about the slippery little snake caught my attention.
Yeah, no, I'm the pothead. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, baby.
Fuck it. God, fuck it, tree hugger.
Poof, poof.
Listen, ain't nothing wrong going outside, touching some grass, walking through the woods. Nothing wrong with that.
Eating food.
Sanchez doesn't call me a tree hugger. How dare you?
All right, I know Sanchez doesn't play Hogwarts, but...
What house are you anyway?
What house are you anyway, bro? Everybody's got a house.
The Sorting Hat put me into Ravenclaw.
Yay!
He said a Sorting Hat.
Yes, my brother.
You could choose, but it chose for me, you know? I figured, hey, if that's the vibe we're going for, that's what we're going for.
It chose off your shitty principle.
Wait a minute. Shitty principle? Coming from the Slytherin. Okay.
Yes! Exhibit A.
You have the shittiest.
Exhibit A.
Yeah, but the thing is that
principles of all.
See, I'm more inclined to stab you in the back, and Gio's more inclined to stab you in the throat.
Yeah, that's
big difference.
Yeah, don't sleep on us Ravenclaws, bro.
Bro. Never more, motherfucker.
Never more.
I haven't really gotten too crazy with the broom simply because of fast travel. Like I said, fast travel is really what made this game, like...
Right, word of advice on the game. Grab as many plants and potions as you fucking can now. All right? And when the time comes, plant as many things as you can, because you're going to need these things in order to finish achievements in the game and like finish missions. Like, you're going to need to cast this potion, but in order to get the potion, you need to brew it. So you need to get this plant. You need, so, all right, you feel me? Like, it gets complicated. Fresh, you know?
Oh, yeah, they kind of gave me those, like, field test fucking shits where I got a certain potion. I got to take the potion to study the effects of it, and then I got to wash my ass with the fucking potion.
No, you don't have to wash.
Later on,
he's wrong. You have to use it as a suppository.
Yeah.
There you go. So I have to use... I thought that's what the wand was for. I customized it thick for that reason.
Nah, listen. No. I got stuck. I got stuck at a point in the game where fucking I never did the potion shit or the herbology shit, and now I can't fucking advance in the game because I can't get the spell because I have to kill 6 people with 1 fucking potion. I have to kill 6 people with 1 fucking potion. What kind of shit is that?
I have a question for you guys. What did the constipated mathematician from Hogwarts use to solve the problem? He worked it out with a wand.
He worked it out with a wand.
Here weed. Comes Gates out of left field. Weed.
Move on.
So the four this of weekend. Yeah, the four of, well, three, the three out of the four of us who are in here went on a trip on our favorite rocket ship. Kick it off, Gio. Where do we go, man?
For my first, which was a great experience, this weekend we hit the 420 the Expo in Edison, New Jersey, hosted by Cheech Marin, and holy shit, what an experience. Not for nothing, I think it's probably the first convention I saw that wasn't packed to the gills, where it was like fucking neck to neck people, like shoulder to shoulder. Everybody had a great fucking vibe. There was no troubles, there was no arguments, there was literally no sense of bad fucking energy in this place whatsoever. Honestly, that alone made the trip fucking worth it. Like, it was incredible. And not to mention the shit that we experienced at the expo on top of that.
Yeah, you know? And we're gonna get to that too.
I agree, man.
Like, for me, like, when we first walked in, I mean, we had just found out about it like a week prior. We were just like, yo, we gotta go. And, you know, I remember first walking in with everybody, and I remember looking at my wife. I was like, wow, this is incredible. And, like, the first thing you see, you get a good guy's vape bag. You know, you get a bag, a really nice bag, and you just start walking around, and, you know, It, like he said, it wasn't that crowded. It wasn't, you know, the indoors, it wasn't hot. It wasn't like sweaty. It was more hot outside because it was humid that day. It was kind of raining a little bit. And that's where the smoking section was. But, you know, I felt the same way. The vibe was right. And what's actually super funny too is that we thought there were going to be selling weed there. And that was not the case, but there is a funny story about that that I'm sure Gio's going to get into. But what were your first thoughts, Tony?
All right, so this is my first convention really ever. You know, I never really, like, ever been to an expo, just like Gio. First timer. I thought it was epic, man. For the most part, it was... I mean, you guys were there with me, you know, and we'll get into the stories...
It was like a triple date. But, it was like a field trip.
It was a field trip. I mean, it was awesome. I had a great time. I know my partner had a great time. You know, and I know you guys had a great time, and I had a great time chilling with you guys. You know, that I think that was my most favorite part of it all. But walking in, man, seeing, when we first walk in and you see the mystery machine and the DeLorean right there, I mean, that was awesome. That was just badass, you know.
It was Sanchez, Tony, Tony, your lady was with you, Sanchez. Of course, we had French driving us there. It was just us five chilling in this fucking van. We hadn't smoked. We were still completely sober. We smoked when we got there, but we still waited. So it's like we walked into this convention pretty much sober for the most part. So it was like a hell of an experience. And then walking in, you immediately smelled the aroma coming from the other fucking side of the convention. Like, you knew where the smoking section was immediately just to follow the smell.
I remember when we first pulled up and we were looking at the guy outside the fence area. And we were like, that guy probably has real weed. And we're like, nah, he definitely has fake weed. Like, nothing here is going to be real. You know, that was my only disappointing thing, is that it's in Jersey. We are a recreational legal state. So there shouldn't have been an issue. I think maybe it would have been the mass quantity of what would have been there being the issue. You know, and I think if there was actual THC there, I think the police presence would have been would have changed the whole vibe.
Kick it off, Gio. Kick it off, Gio. Tell him what happened.
Well, apparently, Tony, we were lied to. We were lied to drastically.
What?
It is a front to keep the 5-0 off their ass. But yes, it was available there. Yes, we did buy some, and God damn it, I was high at midnight,
what?
Like I had never now, been in a long
okay,
fucking time.
Okay, but wait a minute,
because
we don't want to get these
guys. I bought some too. I didn't want to tell you guys. And I was like, holy shit, fuck.
Okay, because yeah, wait right, a minute, cool. Because we all saw what happened to that one table that was selling weed. Like, we all saw, and like, we need to specify, okay? Because, like, people are listening to this. One table lied to us, and that one table paid for it big time. And I don't know what to say about that, except that they're fucking rebels without a cause, and they're going platinum, bro. Like, it's...
Yep, exactly.
You know, and so like we go, the first thing we do, we're just like, hey, we just got here, let's smoke. We go outside, we find a little corner next to a fucking fence, and it's where all the food was, the VIP section
right next to VIP.
Yeah, and we were just fucking smoking, man. We were just smoking dabs. Like, you could have just, there was a dude walking around with his bong, with a big ass bong in his hand, just walking around with it.
There was a dude walking around dressed as a bong.
Now
on a scooter.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he was
on a fucking scooter.
Yeah, that guy, that was so funny. And then okay, and I have to bring this up. I have to bring this up because it was just so fucking hilarious, just because everyone was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? But you know, Tony got crazy for a second while we were smoking.
Oh, when he fanned out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So Tony, you need to kind of give us a backing history on, you know, your relationship, should I say, with the ever so popular and ever so famous Sarah J, that immediately as you saw just the shape of the back, you knew who it was. You pointed it. In fact, not only did you know who it was, you made it obvious that you knew who it was.
It was one of the funniest moments. It was so energetic, and it was so funny at the same time. And like everyone was just like, "Okay, Tony."
Yeah, whatever.
But yes, Tony saw Sarah J. He immediately recognized, and then it took me a bit because I saw the jawline and I was like, wait, is that really her? And then boom, come to find out, yes it was. Tony was spot on. All he had to do was look at a cheek and he was fucking on point. Good shit, Tony.
I got a guilty confession.
Uh-oh.
I had just watched her on a video, like, maybe, like, a couple hours. So that's why I felt the way that I did, because it was just, like, Shit, I was just looking at you like, no, I can't. All right. And no lie, like I went up.
Didn't you go to her table? Didn't you end up by her table?
Yes, I ended up by her table, standing right next to her. And for like a brief second, we made eye contact, and then I immediately looked at the floor. I was just like, I'm too stoned. I'm too stoned, and I can't talk to you. And I want to talk to you. I want to say hello. I want to take a picture. I want your autograph. I want to put you on my wall, which then I thought would be really awkward. Because then I'd probably use it as target practice, not gonna lie. So, you know what I mean? It was just like, but yeah, man, Sarah J, man. Yo, but listen, man, hey, shout out to Sarah J and her CBD line, you know, and I love her. She's awesome.
Her massage oils, yes. That Tony will be purchasing soon.
A little bit after that, we go inside. We went our separate ways. We did laps around the place, bought a bunch of merchandise, which I'll get some merchandise soon. We go back outside to smoke. And my wife starts rolling up this Canagar, right? And, dude, we had just bought this thing from Surefire Smoke Shop in Perth Amboy. Shout out to Surefire. And they had three different sizes. I was like, all right. And let me tell you something. That was the personal size. That's the personal size, okay? There's three sizes to that. That was the personal one.
Yeah, they're trying to kill people. Okay. That's what it is.
So this is what we did. So my wife rolled it. She did a fucking slamming job. It looked like a fucking tree trunk, okay? Like it was insane. And we start smoking it, okay? First it started off with five of us.
Yep.
And then Gio's girl came in, that was six. And then all of a sudden, a whole band, a four-member band just showed up. Tony knew one of them. He knew one of them. And all of a sudden, there's 10 of us smoking on this blunt. Gio, how long were we smoking that blunt for?
Oh, man. I don't know.
So when I first looked down at the time, just to tell us the time, and we weren't done, we were about 37 minutes in.
Oh, shit.
This was after the band got involved, took their hits.
Wasn't even halfway.
Now, we stayed on that table. And between us, we finished that thing. I ended up taking a clip that was left that was this big. I stuffed it in my cigarette pack. And you guys don't know this. When I got home, that I unraveled that little motherfucker, I could have rolled an entire high school blunt out of that. Legitimately, there was a lot of weed left in that little roach, and it was incredible.
Hey, pause for the cause.
Oh, let's pause. Boys, light them up if you got them. If you don't, you better.
That's why I packed the fresh greens. Fresh greens. There you
go. Hell yeah. And we're actually going to talk about where the pause for the cause came from. In a few minutes, you know. What's up, Tony?
I want to get into this band real quick. I want to get back into the band real quick and just shout out my homegirl Lydia Vengeance. You know what I mean? She's cool as fuck. And that moment was really cool. The fact that they all came over and smoked. You know what I mean? Very rare.
That was actually a really cool interactive. Those guys had a really cool vibe about them. So
it's very rare really that cool. I run into. It's very rare that I run into places dude, that I go to.
We met a lot cool.
Yeah. Well. I mean, look. Yeah. Well, look at what happened the one moment when we were smoking. Okay. We're smoking. We're sitting there. This guy. Before we get to the guy. There's this one vendor here who I'm going to be in touch with for the new podcast. It's going to be announced at the end of the show. And we grabbed a disposable.
Yep.
You know?
Recyclable material.
So we're all smoking, and this guy in jeans and a sweater just comes up with one of these. And he's having a hard time with the light. He's like, hey, any of you guys have a light? And Tony and Gio and my wife. And everybody else around me, except me, are like, I got, let me get my lighter. I got you. I got you.
No, I couldn't even find. Hold up. I couldn't even find the lighter, bro.
It wasn't even a lighter. Tony went to hand him the blunt.
Yes. Oh, Tony right. went so to wait, hand wait, him wait. Let me tell this story. Let me tell the story.
And he said, he literally said, no, 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 I just need a light. And wait, then wait. I whipped out my lighter and I was like, here you go.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell. Wait, wait. Let me tell the story. So we're sitting there smoking, right? And I got the, and we're down to like maybe the, like the roach area of the blunt. And all of a sudden, I'm looking down at the floor and all I hear is, yo, you got fire? And I'm like, I look up and I see his face. And I go to hand him the blunt, like, yeah, here, I got fire. Like, he's like, no, 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 no. And he goes, no, 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 bro, I need a lighter. And yo, my girl and fucking Gio look at me, and I'm like, oh shit, I don't have a fucking lighter, bro. How the fuck do I not have lighters? And the two of them both whip out a lighter, like, yo, here, we got one. And Gio hands him the lighter, yo, and shout out to motherfucking Bud Bundy himself, David Faustin, bro.
David Faustino, that shit.
David Faustino. I'm never gonna let that down, bro.
Moments before that, we had Wilfred in the dog suit,
nice.
Complete, walk up and compliment the 420 title and wave at us and say, what's up?
Nice.
Okay, so about the 420 title, there were a lot of people that were pointing out that you, even Sandman and Blue Meanie, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Sandman and Blue Meanie fucking pointed me out. A couple of people took pictures with the belt. A lot of people like just flash random fucking shots while we were just walking by. Like, it was pretty good. The belt definitely made an appearance.
Yeah. And what about Tony making NJ.com?
His first exposition ever, and it was on a whim. This wasn't planned. Yeah. This was on a fucking whim. We threw his ass on a fucking bull. He did it himself voluntarily the first time, and we made him do it a second.
All right. So if you guys don't know me, I am a gothic cowboy. And every time I go somewhere, my mom would always be like, there's a mechanical bull. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to ride it.
Tony's got to ride something when he gets there. That's it.
Oh yeah, I got to ride it. Let me tell you something, though. I've never ridden a mechanical bull stoned. And I don't recommend it to anybody.
Wait. I need to ask. Even though it's been a while already. How are your thighs, Tony?
No. Believe it or not, this time I'm actually fine. Okay. If you guys look at the video, though, you do see when my calf muscle gave out.
We'll post the video up.
So screw you guys for asking me to do it a second time. Alright, the first time, my legs already told me, yo, just go with the flow, and if it throws you off, just go with it. I was stoned, I was like, yeah. Alright, you guys will see the video. If you go on my TikTok, follow Tony Effingers, you will see that I literally just went with the flow and fell off. Then these fucking degenerates asked me to go on a second time, and, you know, yeah, my calf, I think I lasted a total of six seconds.
But that second time is what got us on NJ.com.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to the photographer.
It was a good thing. Yep. It was a good thing you went up there and you fucking held on for a couple more seconds. Thank you, Tony.
You did good, Tony. You did real good. Now,
all I know is next year at the expo, if there is a bull rider, just look for Tony Effingers. I will be there. And I will be taking a $10 challenge. If you pay me $10, I will ride the mechanical bull.
Ooh.
That's an interesting slot and
afterward I will take pictures. I will, the $10 guarantees pictures.
We also had a rolling competition.
I was just about to say this. I was about to be like, okay, so what were your gripes of it?
So easily, without a doubt, the fact that
there was a rolling competition.
This all happened on a stage, which perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with having it on a stage. The problem was is that the crowd, the viewers, or should I, I'm going to use that in quotes, the viewers off stage that were supposed to, you know, help with the judgment of said competition, couldn't see a fucking thing but backs and backs and cameras and backs. What we kept saying the entire time was, bro, these guys need clean Sanchez Media for the simple reason that we would have put a fucking overhead camera over the table to
Thank
at
you.
Least capture the footage and project it on this huge Titantron that they had the entire time sitting right behind them.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Sitting right be fucking behind.
It was wild, like, man. And it really didn't make any sense to me, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. But I have to say, I want to give a shout out to two vendors, Tuxedo. The dude was so fucking cool. The pack that we got for $10 was fucking dope that they gave us. So shout out to Tuxedo.
I'm still using the filters. Oh my god.
But for me, and another one for me is definitely a huge shout out to fucking Wild Bill Soda. Holy shit, that is some good soda. Tony, tell him what time it is.
I love my cup. I'm still drinking out of it, but I wish I had the soda. Yo, that black cherry was fire.
I want an affiliation or a sponsorship, Wild Bill, whoever you are.
I got a sponsor I want to shout out. Gio, yeah. I know you like beef jerky. I love beef jerky as well. I hit up a vendor while there. After I think we were maybe like halfway through or maybe towards the end. Of something like a major amount, and I definitely had the munchies because I did not eat. This guy literally gave me samples of everything that I bought. I mean, I tasted everything. Everything was just mouth-wateringly. Like, every time I ate a piece, I wanted another piece, and it wasn't even the munchies that were doing it. So shout
out. Hey, Tony, tell us the story of that jerky after the fact. After buying all that jerky, what happened?
Yeah, what happened to the jerky?
So me and my girl were riding back in the Uber. We're riding back in the Uber, and I was like, "Yo, I have the munchies," because we had smoked with, you know, clean before we left.
And we had pizza.
And I was like, "Yo, I got the munchies, yo." And we were still, and I was still hungry. I had the munchies, and I was like, "Give me a piece." So we broke off a piece of the pepperoni, Slim Jim that I got, and we ate it. And then when I got upstairs. When we got out of the Uber, I said, "Do you got everything?" Yeah, we got everything. Look back. Yeah, we got everything. And we get out, we go upstairs, and she goes to the store, and I'm sitting there looking for the beef jerky. And apparently, when she had gotten us the pepperoni, the rest of it had fallen out of the bag.
Oh,
and
no.
It stayed in the Uber. I never got to try the teriyaki. Okay.
At least we know for a fact that Uber driver had a great fucking snack.
Or whoever the next customer was, like, really
or
went
the
ham.
Next customer.
I don't curse much.
Complimentary jerky in the Uber. You know that Uber guy got 5 stars by the end of the.
Fuck that Uber driver, bro. We called him 6 times. He didn't answer. Fuck him. He was a jerk. He was mad because I was watching Gates'. He was mad because I was watching your TikTok live, and he didn't like the fact that he couldn't listen to his music, and he was listening to talk radio. So screw that old motherfucker and the fact that he took my beef jerky. But shout out to my girl for ordering from them again. We got their card. It's darkrunjerky.com. They're out of PA, Ringtown, PA. You can find them on Facebook, darkrunjerky.com. And let me tell you, I love their jerky. I love it. I'm happy. I ordered more. So, Gio, I'll be hitting you up with some more. All right.
So, before we get on to the final thing, the big thing, the big announcement, yeah. Do you have any vendors that you want to shout out?
As of right now, too many blunts holding down the lot with probably the illest fucking merch in that entire.
You were wearing one of their shirts too, weren't you?
Was wearing one of their shirts, and I ended up buying one of their hats. Tony bought merch as well, and stickers. He definitely represented on that stand. Gutter Christ Productions, Too Many Blunts Clothing, definitely holding it down, hoping to collaborate with them in the future, because it definitely has a lot to do with the big, big announcement.
Yeah, and now, and Debs, after listening to this whole shenanigans, do you still wish you came?
Of course I do. Listen.
No one died. No one died.
It would have gotten me out of the house. B, I would have been with all of you. And C, my name does not, you know, I didn't pick this name for future shit for a reason. Like, Strange Dabs, there's a reason behind that. I wouldn't be calling myself that if I didn't fucking at least find a table to do some dabs at.
Yeah, so if there was anyone that I wish that was there,
it would be Dabs.
Like, I missed you on this one.
There's always next year. I am planning,
next year we're not going to be going, we're going to be working it, so that's perfectly fine with me.
Anyway.
Oh yeah, baby, I'm looking forward to that.
Either way, I'm going.
I would like to dig into that, Sanchez. The fact that next year we will be bending rather than just going.
Why though?
And this is due.
Why though?
This is due to you and I, our first ever incarnation of ever doing this fucking bullshit. Let's call it what the fuck it is.
It was the start.
It was the beginning of us doing this audio madness, of us even getting like technologically friendly on this level. BRVG, which is Bong Rips and Video Games, was our first project ever, and it got a hell of a reach for what it was, which was ridiculous. We didn't anticipate anything, we didn't expect anything out of it, and it still...
I do have a funny joke about the last episode though. It was a Call of Duty episode, and then after that,
yep,
there were no more episodes.
that just comes to show you how shit Call of Duty is, and it could fuck up a good thing.
Oh my god, but Call of Duty.
Now that we're big boys and we've grown up and we've gotten the experience we've gotten, you know, we've done this a couple of times already, the late brunch, you know, we're doing the Clean and Friends thing. You got lost in the fuck. We've got our, you know, we've got our toes and our feet wet enough to this point that
we had to go to the
revitalizing,
roots.
Rebranding, and, you know, reviving what that was is now on the docket. And you guys have seen it. I've spent the past couple of days just pumping out as much fucking many designs as I possibly could just to get us a head start. Sanchez went ahead.
You want me to show it to them?
Our Instagram.
Yeah, you want me to show them what I did today?
We reopened our YouTube, and yes, yeah, send them the link.
All right.
Show them.
So I have to put in the link too, because this is in our private Discord, but when I put this up, I need you to know not to purchase anything because we don't know where the fuck the money's going to. Okay?
Yeah, don't buy it.
We're gonna set up like a
nice
cash app.
go check out the link.
Go check out that link.
No, I can't do that right now. I'll do it later.
Okay.
I will.
Oh, God damn
it. Okay, so it's a bunch of merch, and what I love about the balance here is that Gio is like the hand artist. So every single one except the underwear and the baseball jersey are all original designs that Cobalus Designs made. And we have the I Love You New York City style. We have the Retro Dell. We have the Dare logo, which the Dare one, to me, is probably my favorite one. I'm going to have to make a jacket for that one.
I fucking love it.
I've seen some of your designs already for this, for the, you know, Bong Rips and Video Games, and I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
You know the one that I don't see?
Which one?
I don't see the Power Rangers one.
We're getting there. Oh. We're getting there. I actually want to turn
that. It will be more for
16
time.
16 designs, okay. Freshie.
So
I made 16 of these fuckers.
I'm just saying.
So wait a minute.
As soon as that goes up, I'm buying a shirt.
Here's the idea that I have with the Power Ranger ones. I want to come out with the satin jackets that Printify has, but in the different Power Ranger colors.
Ooh.
So that's what we're
calling
going
green.
On to.
Nah,
yep,
calling
we got
down.
Calling the white. Calling the white.
We got the Zelda logo, the Ninja Turtle logo, and then we have the, and I will say it is AI art created designs with the baseball jersey and the underwear. And the jersey's actually going to get updated. We're going to throw like a jersey number on there, and also like a patch in the front to make it kind of look like a baseball team. But there's more coming. We're working hard for this. To be honest with you, we're probably working harder on this than anything else because we want to make it right, because this was the first one. So this is, I mean, we're all potheads and we all like video games. We don't even know what the first episode is going to be about. You know, could it be Red Dead Redemption?
We don't even know what game we're going to play yet.
Could it be Among Us? I mean, it may not even be us playing. It could be us talking about the games, you know?
It could be a fucking board game. It could be...
Sanchez, clean. We're not playing Starfield.
Wait a minute.
Who's we, motherfucker? Because I want to play Starfield. No, no. Don't be putting my
you
name.
Want to play Starfield?
And another thing. Wait a minute. The whole concept
hold
is
on,
we
hold on, hold on.
We
Stay
can
on top.
We can talk about video games too while we're smoking weed. And the best part, we could talk shit about it. We could roast them. We could praise them. We could suck its ass. You know. Like, whatever it is, but...
I mean, I did plenty of that in the first incarnation. I dragged Call of Duty through the fucking mud. And I enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah,
of
course you did. You know, guys, be ready. And you're probably asking, what does that mean for cleaning friends? Well, we're going to try to just shoot for more. We're going to shoot for more just staying comedic and having more interviews and just keeping things separate. And that's really it. We're a bunch of assholes that like to have a good time and smoke weed and... not die while doing it. So
yeah,
yes,
you know, yeah, so yep. You know, thank you for coming for episode 9. Make sure you check out www.cleansanchezmedia.com. check out lostlinktree.com/litfcrew. check out Cobalus Designs. Check out xvpw. Am I forgetting anybody?
What Canada Dry.
Canada Dry.
Drink Canada Dry, folks.
Wild
Canada
Bills.
Dry, yes.
Check out Wild Bills, okay? Check out
Wild Bills.
Check out Domino's.
Run Jerky.
Check out Domino's fucking pizza. Check out Little Caesars, for Christ's sakes.
Or anybody.
Mall out.
Just walk.
Get their
fucking,
especially
go watch
if you're hungry and you got the munchies, check everything.
Get up out of your house and go do something.
Yeah.
Smoke weed outside for once.
And go,
for fuck's sake.
And
smoke
go
to New Jersey.
That's
right.
Actually what I
want to
do tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Smoke some weed outside. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Smoke weed every day.